Next patient is Marlon, first name Marlon, last name Bartlett, Bartlett, 12/25/63 is his date of birth. Mr. Bartlett. He's a 60-year-old gentleman with history of HIV, anemia, left-sided weakness, history of rectal buttocks abscess, related to sitting down, hypertension, hypokalemia, and anemia. Recently, patient was hospitalized because of decubitus ulcer / bilateral abscesses in the buttocks, which has required clindamycin and is responding to treatment. Period. In the paragraph, he has left-sided weakness, and he used a walker to get around, but not very much. He most of the time sits in a chair, and then he's helped to his bed. Recently, period. Recently, he's had issues with weight loss, not eating, shortness of breath, severe neuropathic symptoms, leg pain. Left-sided weakness, it seems, has gotten worse. BPH symptoms, recent urinary tract infection, and aspiration. Allergy, none. Surgery, has had some kind of a tibial surge, fracture surgery. Most recently, that's all he can remember. Medication includes Zocor 40 milligram once a day, Tylenol number 3 for his pain, which is not helping, related to left-sided weakness and spasms. Clindamycin 300 milligram TID. Ceftriaxone 1 POBID, Procardia 60 milligram once a day, Lamotil 2.5 milligram once a day, Biktarvy, Biktarvy 50/200/25 one a day, Seroquel 20 milligram at nighttime, Protonix 40 milligram once a day. Social, he does smoke, he doesn't drink alcohol. He used to work for a law firm in Houston, never been married, he's single, has a daughter. And he's lived his life as a gay man most of his life. Family history, mom died some kind of liver cancer, doesn't know much about his dad. COVID immunization is up to date. Review of system as above. On exam, Marlon has a blood pressure of 180 over 92, pulses 100, respirations 20, a febrile. Heart pulses fine, pulses through lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, soft. Muscle wasting noted in the lower extremity as well as temporal region. Neurological left-sided weakness noted. Skin shows no rash. Assessment here, we have a 60-year-old black gentleman with HIV, decubitus ulcer, and status post decubitus ulcer with abscess formation, currently on antibiotics, hypokalemia, anemia. Who is doing, as far as his HIV symptoms are concerned, stable on Biktarvy, period. New paragraph. As far as his left-sided weakness, CVA, is concerned, he's become much more chair-bound. He requires ADL for most, he requires help for most of his ADL to the point that if he doesn't get moved on a regular basis, he has developed a cubitus ulcer with infection. Period. He has extremity pain on the left side associated with some contracture and pain requiring Tylenol number 3, which is not controlling his symptoms. Period. He's on antibiotics right now, both for abscess, decubitus abscess infection, as well as for his HIV as a prophylactic measure. Period. He's slightly confused, both related to his hepatitis. I mean, to his CVA as well as possible recurrent lacunar infarcts, requiring Seroquel at night to control his symptoms. Next number is he does have mild to moderate symptoms, agitation. Next number, he does have diarrhea, most likely related to side effect of Biktarvy. Next number, history urinary tract infection. Next number, left side of weakness. Next number is aspiration. Next number, overall, as far as the stroke is concerned, patient appears to be entering the end stage. He may continue with his Biktarvy and receive hospice care under end stage CVA because of the above mentioned changes. That was well noted above. Thank you.